M26 recording length 08 minutes and 13 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 26 open cluster M26, NGC 6694. Type F, in scutum M26.jpg, write ascension 18.45.2, H:M, declination 09.24, Deg:M, distance 5.0. Cli, visual brightness 8.0, mag, apparent dimension 15.0, arc min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, open cluster Messier 26, million 26, NGC 6694, is not so impressive as its apparent neighbor, M11. Its discoverer Charles Messier, who catalogued it on June 20, 1764. Even noted that it was not distinguished in a 3.5-foot, Florida, telescope and needed a better instrument. Nevertheless, this is a tight, beautiful open cluster with brightest stars of Mag 11.9. Spectral type B8 Burnham mentions about 25 stars visible in 6.8-inch scopes and about 70 fainter members, Malage/Kramer overall 90. Its diameter of 22 light-years appears as 15 arc-minutes from the 5,000 light-years distance. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 gives a calculated age of 89 million years for this cluster. As Kernickel and Jones mentions, James Cuffey of the Kirkwood Observatory, Indiana University, reported that a striking feature of this cluster is a well-defined zone of low star density in a region of diameter 3.1, immediately surrounding the nucleus. It is more probable that this region is obscured by dark interstellar matter than that it is a real hole in the stellar population. M26 was classified as of Trumpler type II-R, Trumpler I-1-M, Sky Catalog 2000, NII-3-M, Gertz, Messier 26 observations and descriptions discovered on June 20, 1764 by Charles Messier. Messier, M26. June 20, 1764 26:18 h 32 meters 22s 278 d 05 25 9 d 38 14 a cluster near Eta and Omicron and Antinous now Alpha and Delta Scuti, between which there is another one of more brightness with a telescope of 3.5-foot Florida. One cannot distinguish them. One needs to employ a good instrument. This cluster contains no nebulosity. Diom 2. Membacid for 1771, p. 445, first Messier catalog, in the same night June 20 to 21, 1764, I discovered another cluster of stars near Anando of Antinous, among which there is one which is brighter than the others, with a refractor of 3 feet Florida. It is not possible to distinguish them, it requires to employ a strong instrument. I saw them very well with a Gregorian telescope which magnified 104 times. Among them one doesn't see any nebulosity, but with a refractor of 3 feet and a half, these stars don't appear individually, but in the form of a nebula. The diameter of that cluster may be 2 minutes of arc. I have determined its position with regard to the star O of Antinous. Its right ascension is 278 d 5, 25, and its declination 9 d 38, 14. South, p. 456, 1764.June.20, Roth, 278.5.25, December, 9.38.14.8, Diom, 02, cluster of stars near the two stars known as Andino of Antinous. They don't contain any nebulosity. Bode, Bode 59, star cluster with nebula, William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 652, a cluster of scattered stars, not rich, Smythe, DCLV-II-658, M26-DCLV-II-26 million Klypaisobisky-Scuti, R18-H36m27s, Dec-S9-D33.3 mean epoch of the observation, 1835.26 April 1835. A small and coarse, but bright, cluster of stars, preceding the left foot of Antinous, in a fine condensed part of the Milky Way, and it follows to Aquilae by only a half degree. The principal members of this group lie nearly in a vertical position with the equatorial line, and the place is that of a small pair in the south, or upper portion of the field and telescope. This neat double star is of the 9th and 10th magnitudes, with an angle Pennsylvania, equals 48 deg, and is followed by an 8th mag star, the largest brightest, in the assemblage, by 4s. Altogether the object is pretty, and must, from all analogy, possess affinity among its various components, but the collocation and adjustment of these wondrous firmamental clusters, and their probable distances, almost stun our present faculties. There are many astral splashes in this crowded district of the galaxy, among which fine specimens of what may be termed luminiferous ether, are met with. John Herschel, 1847, H3758, H3758. Sweep 591, May 27, 1835, Ra 18 H 35 meters 53.8s, NPD 99 D 33 meters 39s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CLV II class, P rich, Irigar, P well insulated, not much compem, 10, Diom, Saint 12.15, 19 meters taken. Cluster of the VII class after W. Herschel. Compressed clusters of small and large, i.e., faint and bright, stars. Pretty rich, irregularly round, pretty well insulated, not much compressed toward the middle. 10. Diameter. Stars from 12th to 15th magnitude. Position of 1 of 9 meters taken. John Herschel. General Catalog. GC 4432. GC 4432 equals H3758 equals M26, Ra 18 H37 meters 32.6s, NPD 99 D31, 57.9, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, CL, price, PC, Saint 12, 15.6 observations by W. and J. Herschel, cluster. Considerably large, pretty rich, pretty compressed, stars from 12th to 15th magnitude, drier, and GC 6694, and GC 6694 equals GC 4432 equals H3758, M26, Ra 18 H37 meters 33s, NPD 99 D32.0, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, CL, CL, Priv, PC, Saint 12, 15, equals M26 cluster. Considerably large, pretty rich, pretty compressed, stars from 12th to 15th magnitude, content car as if said, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 20th, 2007, text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.